Up here in Duluth, we think of winter as being the season for finding owls, but late September through mid-November can be pretty darned wonderful if we're paying attention. Crows yelling their heads off, living up to the expression, a murder of crows, often are mobbing one of the large owls, so those cacophonies are always worth checking out. Chickadees and nuthatches mob the smaller owl species, so except in late spring when saw-whets are calling, I've found virtually all the ones I've ever seen because chickadees were mobbing them. In summer, robins and red-eyed vireos join the mobs, and year-round, nuthatches and downy woodpeckers do. Whenever you hear agitated little birds, check it out. We're especially likely to find owls in autumn because the young of the year are still figuring out life, the universe, and everything, and owls of all ages passing through unfamiliar areas during migration don't yet know the best hiding places in the area. I'm sure at least a few saw-whet owls have visited my yard this fall, though I haven't detected any so far. But at 5 a.m. on Monday the 29th, a great horned owl was hooting from somewhere across the street when it was still too dark to find it. When I heard crows and jays make a fuss about 8:30, I expected them to be mobbing a great horned, but no, a barred owl was in the dead-end path right next to my yard. Paying attention to owl and mobbing sounds for the past 44 years is how I've brought my yard list of owls up to 7 species: great horned, great gray, barred, long-eared, boreal, saw-whet, and eastern screech owl. Of these species, the screech owl was the least probable. We're slightly north of their normal range. I found that one late on September 8, 2004, thanks to my education owl, Archimedes. He must have heard the one outside and started calling to beat the band, so I went outside and, yup, people at Hawk Ridge also heard a screech owl that fall. Archimedes was also calling up a storm late at night after the Cubs won the World Series, only this time he was alerting me to a boreal owl calling in the backyard. I've seen boreal owls at least a dozen times in my yard in the 44 years we've lived here, but that was the only one who ever was calling, proof that nature itself was celebrating the Cubs' victory. Well, okay, some extremely knowledgeable people think the owl was calling because the Hawk Ridge banding station was playing recordings less than a mile away, but I refuse to believe that. Tragically, I was so thrilled about the Cubs winning that it didn't even occur to me to run in and grab my camera. One of my all-time favorite saw-whet owl experiences happened in October 1994, involving our Springer Spaniel puppy. Betsy's back was mostly liver-colored, with one half-dollar-sized white spot right in the middle. I took her out at midnight, and whoa, while she was nosing around, a little saw-whet owl flew in, its tiny talons extended as it headed straight for that little white spot, which the tiny predator must have mistaken for a mouse. When it realized the mistake barely millimeters from Betsy's back, it put on the brakes and fluttered to the spruce tree next to the house, where it studied the two of us as hard as I studied it. The owl looked adorably animated, looking not just back and forth between me and Betsy, but also in every other direction, apparently picking up tiny sounds I was oblivious to. Saw-whet owl experiences like this are etched permanently in my memory, and a brain dancing with visions of saw-whet owls is a happy brain indeed. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.